Six Pekatris and Six Mishnah. Mafrish Shtei Sloim La'oshim V'lokach V'mishnei Eilim La'oshim. A person who was Mafrish two Sloim coins for his Oshim, and he brought with him two Eilim. Generally, he buy with one with two Sloim. Here, he bought two with two Sloim. Imo Yechamem Yafrish Shtei Sloim Yikach La'oshama. So here, he got a good deal. He got one for half price. So, even though the Loch is, you have to buy one that's worth two Sloim. If you get it for free or you get it for half price, as long as it's worth that market value, is two slums, is good enough. The second one, the halacha is that if you chaper yourself with one korban oshem, the second one you have to let it graze till it gets a mochel, then you sell it, and the money goes to oilus hatzibur, oilus for when the mizbeach is doesn't have any other korbanos, they would bring these oilus. He bought two eilim, two rams, four chulin. Echad yofel shnei sloim. Echad yofel asar zuz. One was worth two sloim, and one was worth 10 zuz, which is 2.5 sloim. So... So the one that's worth two slum, he brings for his korban oshem, because it's half korban oshem. The ma'ase he also was moyel because he bought this korban with he used his money, which was mukdash for a korbanos for his personal use. So he has to bring it for his me'ila. A me'ila has to be 1/5 of the me'ila, and this will come out to 1/5. In other words, two out of 10 is a fifth. Echad la'ashem v'echad l'chulim. If he bought one for his ashem, one for chulim. Ima yishal ashem yafish neislaim yikav ashem. If it was the right price, so the one he bought with the ashem, with that money, that can bring for his korban ashem. He did one for chulin, the shein the milasa. The second one he brings for his korban meila. And aside from that, yom yimah you sell the chumash. He has to pay for the meila that in other words, when a person is moyel, he uses hektish for his personal use. He has to pay, and also has to bring a korban. So here he brings one for his korban meila, and aside from that, he has to bring a sell and a chumash for the amount of money that hektish lost out by him using it for his personal uses. In the first case of the Mishnah, it did not mention anything about bringing the money. It just said that he was moil and too slow, and he brings, and he was chayv korban oshem. So, he brought two animals. One of them is worth too slow, he brings for the korban oshem is chayv. And the one is worth a sar zuz that he brings for his me'ila. So the rabbi explains like this, that when it says the second one you bring for the me'ila, it means that you give it over to the gizbar, and he uses it as a payment. When it says le'me'ila, so this animal which is worth a sar zuz, which is equivalent to the karen v'chomesh, he gives that to the korbanos not as a korban, and then aside from that, he has to bring a korban oshem, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And that way, the first case we cover all three things. He brings his korban oshem, he pays back the keren v'chomesh by giving the second animal. Aside from that, he has to bring another oshem, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. This is the Rav's Peirush. There are other Peirushim. We will suffice with that.